Steven Spielberg's new film, Amistad, is based on an actual slave revolt that led to a Supreme Court decision which became the first civil rights case in American history. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
If you're like me, you probably weren't taught about the Amistad Uprising of 1839. That's when a group of kidnapped Africans bound for slavery in Cuba seized the Spanish ship La Amistad and killed most of their captors. The mutineers wound up near Long Island, where they were put on trial for murder, largely because President Martin Van Buren was courting the Southern vote in his re-election campaign. This story is the basis for Steven Spielberg's Amistad, which attempts to do for slavery what Schindler's List did for the Holocaust. The movie starts with a dazzling scene of the bloody, chaotic Amistad revolt and culminates in the slave leader standing over one of his captors and plunging a sword into his chest. His name is Sing K, and he's played by Jimon Hounsou, a charismatic young actor best known as a hunk in Madonna videos. It's Sing K who becomes the Africans' link to their defenders, one of those oddball collections of familiar faces that typify Hollywood epics. There's a brainy young lawyer played by Matthew McConaughey, complete with granny glasses. There's a black abolitionist played by Morgan Freeman, who's the best actor in the movie, but has nothing to do. There's a white abolitionist played by Stellan Skarsgård, the Swede who was in Breaking the Waves. And then there's Anthony Hopkins as John Quincy Adams, the ornery ex-president who spends the movie being a wise old geezer, as when he explains to Morgan Freeman that they must humanize the Africans in order to win before the Supreme Court.
What is their story, by the way?
Sir?
What is their story?
Why, they're, from West Africa?
No. What is their story? Mrs. Jolson, you're from where originally?
Why, Georgia, sir.
Georgia?
Yes, sir.
Does that pretty much sum up what you are, a Georgian? Is that your story? No. You're an ex-slave who's devoted his life to the abolition of slavery and overcoming great obstacles and hardships along the way, I should imagine. That's your story, isn't it?
Spielberg has shown courage in tackling this story, especially after the disaster of The Color Purple, one of the most clueless movies ever made about black life. His sense of reality has clearly deepened, and this movie's most effective when it centers on the Africans. The uprising sequence has a potent poetry. It plays like a myth of liberation. And the 20 minutes depicting the Middle Passage are simply overwhelming. No movie about slavery contains anything more wrenching or horrible than watching terrified, brutalized African families being chained together and thrown overboard simply because the slave traders had kidnapped too many people. But Spielberg isn't quite at home with his African characters, as you can tell from his worshipful way of photographing them. Even in prison, the slaves are exquisitely lit, and the camera plays over their chained flesh, especially Sinke's handsomeness, with the kind of fetishistic gaze you find in the erotic pictures of Robert Mapplethorpe. Spielberg doesn't take us inside the Africans' experience so much as make their suffering photogenic, often to the strains of John Williams' appalling music, which is used to bully us into feeling something obvious, that slavery is cruel. Spielberg has half forgotten what he learned in Schindler's List, that the best way to capture history's horror is not by pumping up emotions, but by showing events realistically. The whites fare even worse than the Africans, in part because David Franzoni's lead-footed script creates no character remotely as vivid as Oscar Schindler. In fact, whenever Adams or the abolitionists come on screen, Amistad turns into a cross between a clunky historical pageant and a hokey John Grisham courthouse drama. Spielberg's filmmaking has never been stagier than in these scenes, which build to the final Supreme Court appearance of Adams, whose character is as crusty as a house of pies. I wouldn't want these flaws to stop anyone from seeing this movie, which tells some very hard truths about the cruel origins of this country. Although Amistad is tinged with its maker's vanity, Spielberg clearly intends for this picture to win awards. This same vanity meant that tens of millions of dollars were spent on a film that otherwise would never make it into theaters. This is a great story on an even greater theme, And I'm not being dismissive when I say that Spielberg's honorable movie doesn't quite do it justice.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.